Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
I got a chance to sit down with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alum Eileen Davidson to talk about what her life looks like today, how she's handling self-quarantine. Plus, I wanted to revisit some of the most iconic Real Housewives of Beverly Hills moments that she was there for.
Oh my God, and we're going to get her later on this season on Beverly Hills. I can't wait.
Let's take a listen.
So as a very special interview for the Daily Dish listeners, we have Eileen Davidson on the phone. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
I have to know, first of all, how is your self-isolation going?
Well, I just finished cleaning the house, which is kind of what's been going on here a lot lately. I'm sure for lots of people out there. But, you know, it's just an interesting time all the way around with everything that's happening, you know, with BLM and everything going on. So, you know, we're just trying to ride the wave. We've been very creative in the household. I've been learning. I mean, I played piano when I was a kid, but I've been away from it for a long time. So I kind of have started piano again and guitar lessons with Zoom and painting. So, you know, we're keeping ourselves busy.
That's amazing. Well, I have to wonder if you and Vinny have learned any new talents or quirks about each other in this time.
Well, I'm sure he's not too pleased. I mean, every time he comes in the house after I've cleaned, I'm like, get out. You know, he's like, I don't want anybody in here for a while. So that's always fun.
You guys recently celebrated your 17th wedding anniversary.
Yes, we did on our balcony.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Does it feel like an extra victory in LA?
You know, I suppose so. I suppose so. I mean, you hear about so many people divorcing all the time. So, yeah, and definitely, you know, when you're going through these kind of things that you've never experienced in your lifetime and you're actually stronger because of it, I mean, that feels fantastic because you really never know. You know, relationships change over time, and we both can grow in different directions, and there's nothing wrong with it. That's kind of a part of life. But for us right now, we're able to navigate these waters together. So, and also with the teenager at home. So yay.
Yeah. How old is Jesse now?
He just turned 17.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the distance learning was very challenging, you know, especially the first 3 weeks. It was like, if you don't have to go to school, why am I going to learn? And I'm like, it's not summer, okay? This is not summertime. So that was challenging. But he kind of got it together after Easter, and he ended up getting all A's and a B. So we're really proud of him.
I mean, I do feel like we sort of, as fans, felt like we watched him grow up just a little bit. So
absolutely. I think he was only 11 when I joined.
Yeah. Does he have any plans for college yet?
You know, everything is kind of on hold now because of COVID. We don't know really what's even going to happen in his senior year, but he definitely wants to go. We'll just have to kind of see what happens. You know, I mean, they're saying that school's going to be just a couple days a week with some distance learning thrown in. And he loves to run. He's on the cross country team and track. So hopefully that's going to, you know, be back in service just simply because you can do that without getting too close to people. So we'll see. You know, I think just like the rest of the nation, it feels like things are opening up for everybody. But Vinny and I were just talking this morning. You know, this has been just kind of like a series of different roads that we've traveled, it seems like. You know, you're on one road and you think you're going this way, and all of a sudden you take a hard right, or then you think you're going that way, you take a hard left. Now it feels like things are kind of opening up, but it really doesn't. Mm. Isn't that kind of true? So it's kind of hard to make any plans about anything.
Does he have any desire to follow in you and Vinny's acting footsteps?
I don't think so. I mean, he's a clown, if you remember him from the show.
He was a bit of a prankster.
He's still that way. We're still really weird. I just terrified him the other day. But we just kind of are weird that way. We're always surprising each other and scaring each other. And but I think basically, you know, he has a really good gift of just, he's a very good editor. He makes little movies at home and he edits. So that's where he's kind of going towards.
Ooh, that's good. Kind of staying in the family business still.
Yeah. And it's kind of self-taught, and he really enjoys it. So,
So switching to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, do you know the new ladies in the group, Garcelle Bouvet and Denise Richards?
Well, I met Denise at CBS last year, actually, interestingly enough. It was very, very funny. We were in the commissary and I saw her and I went, oh my God, Denise, hi. And what was so funny, because first of all, she's working at CBS on a soap opera.
Yeah.
He lives in Malibu. And we were at the commissary and I kid you not, we both had on overalls, a tank top, flip flops, and our hair in a ponytail.
Oh my God.
I was cracking up. I go, oh my God, this is so funny.
So you clearly left a hole that Bravo wanted to fill.
I guess so.
That's amazing. What is it like as an actress to see so many fellow actors on the show?
Well, you know, I guess Lisa and I kind of started a trend, huh?
Yeah.
I know. Well, I guess they found out that they're good TV. Their real lives are good TV just as much as, you know, they're acting in front of the TV. Their reality is good too. There's a lot of crazy in the acting world, you know? I think there's pretty much pretty much people know that about actors.
Right. I mean, it's definitely, I feel like you and Lisa together always brought, I don't know, it was always fun watching you guys together.
Right. We had a lot of fun.
Well, I know that we get to see you later in this current season at Kyle's charity party. And, you know, at the time, did you realize there was any tension between Denise and the other people of the group?
Yes, because a few of the housewives came to my husband's premiere of his movie 7 Days to Vegas, because, you know, done a table read of that script when my first season on The Housewives.
Yes, I remember that. I didn't realize it was for that.
Yes. And what was so funny is I just decided, you know what? I feel like I want to invite some of the girls. And I actually invited the showrunner, Chris, and a couple other people to the premiere because they'd kind of been a part of it from the inception, you know? So I did have conversations with the girls back in September. And I kind of had a feeling something was going on. And I was kind of waiting for something to happen. I've been so programmed to think that there's going to be a fight. It was so funny because we're sitting there after the movie. And I'm like, so I'm just waiting and nothing happened. it did feel a little weird. And I asked Denise, are you okay? Because it just felt weird. She was like, yeah, I'm fine. So I'm like, okay. I don't know. Something was going on. And then definitely... on the way over to Kyle's party, I rode with Erica and Lisa, and they were saying that something was going on with some barbecue that Denise had, and they thought that they were being kind of hypocrites, I guess.
Yes. Mom-shaming sort of situation.
Right.
Well, aside from that, the other drama with Denise that's made, you know, the news, which I'm sure you've heard about, has to do with your fellow former castmate, Brandi Glanville.
I have since heard about that. I didn't hear about it for a while. And I was, I don't know where I was, but I didn't hear about it for quite a while. And then when I did, I was like, okay, well, that's interesting. Yeah, well, I think Denise and I are quite different in that respect anyway. That's a big difference. But see, I really don't know what happened. I don't know if it happened. I don't know if Denise is denying it now or whatever.
I think we're all waiting with bated breath to see what happens.
Yeah. And, you know, I honestly feel for her because even though you sign on for this, it's not easy. And I'm not sure if she was prepared for all of this, you know, I don't know. I feel for her. But on the other hand, if it happened, you had to know it was going to come out, I would think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just going to ask you, what was the hardest thing about being a real housewife?
Well, never knowing what's going to happen, you know, because a lot of people ask me if it was scripted and I'm like, no, otherwise I would have lasted a lot longer, I think. I mean, it was very difficult emotionally for me. And it was just really hard not knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And then I always, I always found myself calling people in my personal life and apologizing. Oh my God, somebody said this last night. I'm so sorry. So that was really hard. I kept having to like bring up stuff to people and go, this might come out and blah, blah, blah. And that gets exhausting.
Right.
I don't have a tough enough skin, I think, to handle it.
Well, I also just feel your first season was a bit of a doozy because, I mean, we saw Brandy throw wine on your face.
Right.
Did you in that moment have a, oh, shit, what have I gotten myself into moment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, the producers, when I got home that night, were calling me and I ignored their calls.
Ooh.
I did not even pick up the telephone. I was like, yeah, screw that. I was like, yeah, this was everything I was told it wouldn't be. I'd only been on the show like a couple weeks.
Oh.
But there was a lot of different things that went on while that was happening that really just kind of freaked me out.
I mean, were you close to quitting in that moment?
Oh, yeah. So what happened is Brandy threw the wine in my face. And then I was like, I laughed and I kind of freaked out. I'm like, and then I got upset. And, you know, the next day I had to go to Yolanda's party and face all that. And I was debating whether or not to go. And it was, you know, we kind of rode that wave and I ended up going. Now, since then, I've seen Brandy. I saw her at a Watch What Happens Live reunion in LA a couple years ago. And she was like avoiding me, you know, and I went up to her and I said, look, it's okay. I get it. It's not an easy gig. And I hugged her and I said, no worries. And we followed each other on Instagram and whatever. And I don't have any problem with Brandy, you know, but when you're in it and you really aren't familiar with that world, it's pretty intense.
Well, I have to say that shocks me, you saying that, only because I think I've been such in this world of rewatching your seasons. And it just felt like so much happened with her over and over that I think that says a lot about you that, you know, after time's passed, you're like, you know, we can move on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't have any bad feelings towards Brandy. I think she's just, you know, trying to make a living and trying to support her kids and have a life. Would I make the choices that she's made? No. But doesn't mean I don't have compassion for her. And, you know, I try to be understanding. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also not having to go through it anymore with her. You know what I mean? It might be different. You know?
You know, the other big moment from your first season was the infamous poker night at your house.
Right. That was fun.
You know, it was fun for viewers for sure.
Yeah. Right. Like, and I had absolutely no idea any of that was going to happen either, you know? So it was constantly like some weird sadistic funhouse. I don't know.
I mean, look, it's the one thing I say that why I love Beverly Hills the most of all the franchises is I feel like there's this glamour, there's these like amazing lives you get to watch, but at the same time, you guys are dealing with pretty heavy stuff. And you know, the question of Kim's sobriety, you know, coming up is just one of those instances.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I mean, I was questioning everything. I felt like I was in that movie, The Game. And that was, you know, I've had a lot of weird feelings about that and discussions with Yolanda during that time about whether we should have been talking about it or not, Kim's sobriety. But, you know, and I kind of felt like, well, she's on the show acting that way in my home. How can I not talk about it?
Yeah.
How can I not?
Yeah.
So, but again, that's another dicey one. You know, how do you handle that responsibly? I don't know if you can. I'm not sure. I mean, I was always trying to be fair and understanding about things. And, you know, sometimes I succeeded and sometimes I failed, you know?
Well, I also want to talk about Amsterdam, that dinner.
I know. And I didn't even know because I had no idea that that how dare you was like the how dare you heard around the world. People
how
love
how dare
that.
You. Oh, I say it all the time. I love it.
So many people love that. And I didn't know it was like such a thing. Well, I think because she called me a beast. I was
yes.
Like, oh, I'm a beast. Okay. A slightly over the top, but okay. Yeah.
But aside from, you know, just
hated me. She hated me out of the gate.
Why do you think?
I have no idea. Just hated me. Just always did.
Like you felt that way even outside of filming.
Absolutely. Oh, wait. Is that true? God, that's a good question. Another one of those things that's hard to fathom. Because at the wrap party for that season, I think she came up to me like nothing had happened. Oh, hi, how's it going? I was like, well, I thought a bunch of shit just happened.
Oh my God.
I know. But then again, I saw her, I think at Kyle's party, and she kind of, you know, just, I said, hi, Kim. And I don't think she acknowledged me from my understanding. I could be wrong, but that was my take on it. I mean, I'm like, I've been off the show. I have absolutely no issue with anybody. So I was kind of like, oh, okay. But she just, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I don't know.
I just remember after that crazy Amsterdam dinner that you, Lisa Rinna, and Kyle were sort of huddled outside of the restaurant just crying, like holding each other and crying. Right. And what happens after something like that? I mean, is it a lot of deep talks?
It's traumatizing. It's emotionally traumatizing. Plus, you just got off a plane where you were on it for like 14 hours with layovers or whatever. You've gone straight to, you maybe had an hour downtime. You go straight to this dinner. You're exhausted. You're very vulnerable. And then, you know, the you know what hits the fan, and it just feels like you've been raked over the coals. I mean, it really does. It's just physically, emotionally exhausting. So, I mean, you know, in that moment, it felt like this, I think we were all just in shock. We were comforting each other and in shock.
And then to end the season was, to me, one of the most explosive reunions of all time. Like, I go back and watch that season 5 reunion all the time because...
I have to say one thing before you leave the Amsterdam thing.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
That was another one of those things where Lisa and I weren't going to go on the trip with all the girls to go bike riding because we just decided it was too weird. And then she kind of got talked into going, and then I kind of got talked into going. And I'm so glad I went, by the way, because that was like the most amazing experience to do a bike ride in the canals in Amsterdam. It was amazing. But a lot of stuff goes on that people don't know. Like, we were very close to not going. And that's what kind of started everything unraveling with Lisa Vanderpump, because I saw things going on where she was, like, convincing Lisa to go with Kim that next day on this thing. And it was like, wait, that's just not honest. And that's when I called her out the bar. I said, you don't feel this way because I know you don't. So what are you doing? And it kind of started this whole domino effect for the next few seasons, actually.
But what do you think was the catalyst?
I saw what was going on behind the scenes. And I went, okay, well, this doesn't make any sense in terms of what really just happened. And I felt like she was pressuring Lisa to do something else.
Hmm.
So you see a lot of things behind the scenes, you know?
I mean, do you think it's one of those things where if there wasn't a show, Lisa Vanderpump would still be sort of manipulating, you know, events in her personal life? Or do you think...
I have no idea. I would never even go there. I think for somebody who was on the show as long as she was also maybe trying to keep it interesting, or thought that it should go in a certain way. Or, I mean, I really don't know.
Yeah. Well, so moving on to the season 5 reunion, which was... crazy, because you had all of the Kyle and Kim drama. You had, you know, it being your first reunion and just like having to witness some of the biggest fights I've ever seen. I know that Kim later admitted during an interview with Dr. Phil that she had started drinking again by that time. Did you have any idea of that?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
None. I mean, I was like a deer in the headlights at that. Let's face it. I was like, what? What's happening now? What? She said, what? What are they doing? People fight like this? I mean, it was pretty intense.
And you still came back for another season.
I know. Because I felt like I was kind of getting the hang of it. Yeah. I kind of felt like I was getting the hang of it.
I know that fans often talk about the second season glow up. like it's clear that someone will have seen themselves on TV for a whole season and then they just sort of start changing everything about themselves. But I imagine it's different for you because you've been watching yourself on TV for years.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's what's kind of interesting is that it was the reverse for me. I felt like I was trying to be somebody I really wasn't by, like, especially in my interviews, I was dressing and wearing jewelry that I don't wear.
Mm.
I think in the following seasons, I was kind of more myself, more of overalls, more of just kind of dressing like who I am, and kind of more comfortable in my own skin.
That makes sense. It's interesting that you had the reverse experience, but I guess it's sort of the same idea where you're just like, wait a minute, is this who I am?
Yeah. I had felt pressure that I was supposed to do something else. I do think I started spending more money on clothes, like when I was going out to nicer events or stuff on The Housewives. I realized, okay, it's Beverly Hills. I'm going to glam it up a little bit more. Because I tend to be a very casual person for the most part. I dress up as an actress, but for my personal life, I'm kind of just a little bit more, you know, relaxed.
Here's how I know you must have been spending a little more money is because while you were packing for the Hamptons trip, Vinny saw the price tag on your dress and flipped out.
Oh, you know what? Can I tell you something? That was so dumb. I even told him. I said, are you kidding me? That dress really wasn't that expensive.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to be kidding. I mean, that's not an expensive that. Well, it's just not. But that was, no, you know, whatever. I'm like, really, honey? Really?
I know we talked about how you were questioning whether you should quit the show when the whole Brandy throwing wine thing happened, but was there ever any other moments where you were like, I don't know if I can do this?
Every other week.
Oh.
I was one of them. I was always going, I don't know if I can do this. I'm not sure. The irony was, it was my last season that I was actually feeling like, you know, maybe I am kind of the voice of reason, and maybe I, you know, would be, you know, if I could stay in that lane, that might be good for me. But quite frankly, I was always talking to the showrunners, the producers, and I was always saying, I don't think I'm right for the show. I think I'm kind of boring. I'm not bringing a lot of drama. It's not my nature. I try to get rid of the drama. I try to kind of bring down the drama. I try to be reasonable. And, you know, I said, no, that's interesting. Your life is interesting. And I think it was interesting for maybe 3 years. But frankly, I don't think, you know, I don't think that I had enough drama. Mm. And I thought that the very first season. I was kind of surprised I was kept on, frankly.
I think you were a voice for the viewers at home.
Right. But maybe after a while, that gets kind of boring, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I thoroughly enjoyed you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I remember telling Lisa in the first season, I'm like, who the hell knew? I go, you're born for this show. They had no idea what they were getting when they signed Lisa Rinna. I really don't think they did. And from the get-go, I was like, you're made for this. You're willing to do, you're just your nature, by the way. She's not putting anything on. You're so good because you're willing. That's who you are. You know, she's an extrovert and she's willing to put herself out there.
I know that you also had, you know, your issues with Lisa Vanderpump. Uh-huh. What was your reaction to her exit from the show last year?
I wasn't shocked. Not really. She already has another show, so I was never shocked.
Yeah.
You know, and she's been accused of the same thing for, you know, ever. So it was kind of like, how many times can you keep doing that? You know, keep doing the same thing and then getting the same reaction from the same housewives or new housewives, and it has to evolve somewhere.
Do you ever run into her?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Who of the ladies do you keep up with the most?
Probably Lisa Rinna and Erica. I just texted them all and told them, like, Kyle and Erica and Lisa, and said, I think you guys are, I didn't watch the show that the last two seasons, but I started watching this. You know, I had to take a break from it, and it was good for me to see them in September and at Kyle's party, because then I kind of felt like, you know, I can kind of go into that world. I really kind of needed to decompress and to disassociate myself from it and kind of cleanse my whole emotional well-being for a while. Seriously.
Yeah.
And then when I saw them, I was like, oh, you know, this is cool. I mean, we're not in the same world anymore. But I have a lot of really good memories with them. I think they're funny. We had a lot of good times, and I can kind of really wrap my brain around that now, the positivity of it, you know, because I'm not being, affected by the negativity of it. So I was like, you know, I texted them all. I said, you guys are doing a great job. I think this season is going really well. You're all very funny and interesting, and the show feels different, but that's not bad. And so, you know, and they're like, oh, we miss you, and very sweet.
Do you ever miss the constant whirl of drama in your life?
I don't. I don't at all.
Well, any plans for once the world goes back to, well, I guess a new sense of normal, anything in the works for you?
Well, you know, I was supposed to start a movie in July, a little indie film that I really love. It's such a really fun piece. And we're going to do a table read on Zoom in 2 weeks.
Oh,
that's going to be interesting. And we're going to try to see where that goes. Cause now, you know, I know YNR is going to start back. And even though I left that show, they have kindly, you know, they want me back in whatever capacity, which is fantastic. So I'm supposed to work on that show when they come back up to do a couple shows. And they've been in touch with me saying that's probably going to happen in July. So I'll probably do a couple episodes a month or so in a, you know, and kind of keep my foot in the water with that, and then do this little indie movie. I did a movie in November, a Christmas movie. So, you know, kind of that kind of stuff. Got a couple of things I've written that we've been pitching around. So that's it. I've been busy, and it's, I'm really sick of cleaning the house though.
I can imagine. Well, I know that I speak for everyone when I say we can't wait to see you later this season.
Oh, thanks. I mean, and that promo, they're like, oh, look, you made the promo. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. Thank you for that. Yeah. Great of me in the promo. Fantastic.
Amazing.
You know, it was fun to go back. It was fun to see everybody. Kyle's house is completely beautiful. And it was a great party.
Well, thank you so much for hopping on this call. I so appreciate the chance to catch up with you.
Asking. It was fun. Anytime.
All right.
I have all sorts of fun things I can tell you from behind the scenes if you ever get permission. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Love to everybody out there. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me.